Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the sugya of forgetting your learning. Shechech davarecha mishnasu mitalmudai is the fourth shir in the series, B'siyata D'Shemaya. And it's again based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Gaon HaGadol Rav David Zatzal. Ke'et אנחנו נעיין בסוגיה במסכת מגילה. כתוב בגמרא שלחדודי, as far as being sharp, for that you need יגיע, you need to toil. And if a person says he toiled and he didn't find, don't believe him. But look מגילסה, to remember your learning, for that you need siyata d'shmaya. Rashi says that yesh yageya ve'ino motze. Sometimes a person's yageya and he doesn't find. But l'chora kashe, l'chnudei also. Ma shemotze ayide yigiya is also siyata d'shmaya. Like the Mefarshim say, everyone knows, yagati umatzasi, what's a metziya? A metziya is something you just found, pesach hadas. So even after yigiya, you still have to find, meaning God has to give it to you. Doesn't come because it's not a direct result of your yigiyah. So how can the Gemara say that lechdudei is only al yidei yigiyah, while luk megil says siyata d'shmaya? Lechdudei also needs siyata d'shmaya. V'yoter mize, ish Gemara v'mesechet menachot b'taf zayin amud alef, Gemara yidua. Avimi yikar akimene mesechet menachot. Avimi forgot meseches menachos. So he went to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda should remind him. They didn't have like today. Go to the story, you have it all beautifully written out. You can get the art school, you can get Masifta, you can get whatever you like. And he didn't send for Rav Chisda to come to him. Rather, he went and he took the trouble to go to Rav Chisda. Because he said that Hachi Mistaya Milsa Tfei. Because this way, it'll be more beneficial to me. Rashi says, Shumishum Yagati Umatsosi. So this is because if I toiled and I found. It's part of his toiling. As Mivoal. That Rashi learns it's not Pshat that he's doing this in order not to forget. Because Klape Yukme Girsa. The Gemara says it's not telling Yagati Yomatsasi. To remember, it's not telling your Yigiyah. Here Rashi says that it's telling your Yigiyah. That's why he toiled. So Klape Etzem Alimud, he's learning a new Meseches Menachos. He wants to toil and then he'll know it. So you see that the Yigiyah of just going, just the Tircha of Halicha is enough to create the Matzasi, even though he's not Yagei and Divrei Torah itself. Because the Yagiyah is the Siva, is the reason for Siyata D'Shemaya. Hachi is Staya Milsa Tfei. It's more, it's going to have more Siyata D'Shemaya that way. So what do you see from here? You see that this inyan of toiling, of yigiyah, lichdudei, to understand, to be sharp, to learn, not to remember. But that you also need siyata d'shmaya. It's not just enough to toil. He's toiling, he's doing the walking to toil. But he said if he toils, he'll have more siyata d'shmaya. So how can the Gemara say that lichdudei is only alt yigiyah? You also need siyata d'shmaya. Also we see in Sanhedrin 99b, and when it says Nefesh Amal Amelolo, Nefesh Amal Amelolo, that Kiyaka Volof Piyu, that you toil in one place, and then the Torah toils for you somewhere else. There's a Rashi here, there's an amazing Rashi. Shemechazeres umivakeshes meis koina limso loitami Torah v'starel. That the Torah asks Hashem, when a person toils in Torah, the Torah asks Hashem to reveal to you, the person who toiled, the secrets of Torah, the reasons of Torah. Secrets of Torah, Seder of Torah. And why? Because Akaf alav piyu, shekaf of piyu al divrei Torah. He bent his mouth to Torah. He toiled in his learning. So you see that if you're amal b'davar echod, that's a siba to be makabel minoisin atar tamis darim shel tar lichtude b'davar achir. So again, siyata d'shmaya. It's not just your yegia. Siyata d'shmaya. God's going to give you elsewhere. So maishna legabe matzasi nilchadude. That you also need siyata d'shmaya. So what's going to create the siyata d'shmaya? The yegia. The yegia makes up for the makes this creates the siyata d'shmaya, allows for the siyata d'shmaya. But look, megilsa is also telling siyata d'shmaya there. It's not about your yegia, like we see in the Gemara and Megillah. Gemara and Megillah says lechadude you need yegia. Now we understand that it's not just enough to have the yegia. Yegia makes the siyata d'shmaya. But that's contrasted with luk megirsa, with remembering your learning, which is b'chlal not tala in your yegia. Maishna, why is it that luk megirsa to get the siyata d'shmaya, it's not tala in your yegia, but l'chdudei to get the siyata d'shmaya is tala in your yegia? Now we understand. Shebevadai klitat v'habanat Torah min hashamayim I efshar b'lo siyata d'shmaya. In order to understand Torah, you can't do without siyata d'shmaya. Torah is a get l'che inyan. It's a godly thing. It's very spiritual. And you need siyata d'shmaya. B'lechein lo yagati u'matzasi al tamin. When a person says that he didn't toil, don't believe him. Ze lo pashut l'knot divrei Torah. B'lechein tzrich siyata d'shmaya. So if someone says yagati u'matzasi, b'lechein lo yagati u'matzasi al tamin. A person says that he didn't toil and he found, don't believe him. So you need to toil. אבל כלפי זה מונח הדבר בעצם נתינת התורה לישראל. But that's why the Torah was given to the Jewish people, that we can be kol divrei Torah. That the Torah itself has koach to enable us to absorb the Torah. And on this, the siyata d'shmaya, שעמל בתורה יש בו אז koach ha-Torah. The siyata d'shmaya is when you're toiling in Torah, that has the koach haTorah, and that's going to give you the koach haKlita. That's going to give you the power to absorb the Torah. And that's what we spoke about in the previous shiur. This inyan of making yourself a kli for Torah. So you have to toil. And then you'll get the siyata d'shmaya to be kolei the Torah. And that we see in the Mechilt and Parshas Hazino. She'in shel yagati u'matzasi bo machmas leiv heaven. You know you have to toil? Because we have a leiv heaven. And you have to get through this heart of stone to absorb the spiritual Torah. How's a leiv heaven going to get Torah min ha-shamayim? So it's only b'koach ha-Torah atzma, she'nitna Torah. Torah was given to the Jewish people in such a way that they can absorb it. And this they need siyata d'shmaya through yegiya b'torah, like we see in Menachos Kuf Yud Zayin. K'mayim upanim l'panim kem lev adam l'adam hu d'vri Torah k'siv. Rashi says, l'fi panim v'lev sh'ata noisin l'torah libcha oimed l'cha v'hamid girsim yagata v'timsa v'im lo yagat l'lo timsa. It says that like a face to a face, so too, k'mayim upanim l'panim, just like one face to another, so too. K'mayim upanim l'panim, just like the water to a face. As when you look in the water, it's going to reflect back your reflection. It's going to reflect back to you, yourself back to you. So to the heart of man to man. And that's talking about divrei Torah, meaning the face and the heart. You give Torah, Torah is going to give you back. If you toil, you're going to find. You don't toil, you're not going to find. In Tais Yishanim there, it says, the face that you give, the face that you give to go deep into Torah, to explain Torah, it's going to stand for you. And that's like we've been explaining, that the Iker Nidon is klapei lev ha-basar. That's not shayach to divrei Torah. And in that it says that if you give your heart over to Torah, So then you'll have the siyata d'shmaya to know the Torah. That's the inyan of yagati matzasi tamin. You have to toil, and that's going to be what's going to allow you for the siyata d'shmaya. So that's all the gabi the matzasi of Torah. But look megirsa, it's not shach to the koach haklita to be chal on the person through Torah. Rather, it's an even klapi a Torah atzma. The sheyef sheshem b'shkenal b'mokom haroy lezeh. So this whole toiling is to break through those that leva evan and to make yourself worthy of absorbing Torah. So that's klape you, because you're sealed off from the spiritual Torah, so you can't absorb it. So you need to have the special yigia. But in order, when it comes to luk megirsa, to remember your learning, it's not shaykh to the kloach haklita that the Torah can break through and it'll absorb it. But rather, the Torah can only dwell in the place that's roila, and therefore it has to be fitting, and it's not going to help your yigia. You need a special matanam and a shamayim. That you should be a mishkan for Torah. So that you always need siyata d'shmaya, eslam and hashamayim, because a basar v'dam, like we spoke about in the previous year, is never roi for Torah. How can we ever be a mishkan for Torah? And therefore, you need special merits. You need to be a person who shayach to the mishkan of Torah. And therefore, it's not muchach from the siyata d'shmaya that you're going to get the siyata d'shmaya in the yagati. There, you need special merits. And again, that's what we spoke about in the previous year. You have to be a mishkan for Torah. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was shakul connected kol gadol Yisrael, like we see in Abbas 2:8. But he was mashkiyah himself too much, and now Solom has it. So he forgot his learning. Instead of a chodesh selachem, he said a cherish hayaliba. It's not a natural shichicha, but he was shokein yonai olam has it. So he can't be a mishkan for Torah, and therefore he forgot his learning. That's what it says in Avos Kachi Dargah Shel Torah Pas Me'el Tocha Ma'im Siratish Lo Artish Na Torah Ta'ono. It's the Derech of Torah. Because mitzad Torah, there's a nidon. If Torah can be miskayim ba'adam. And the Brisa says, if you Dargah Shel Torah, the only way to do it is Pas Me'el Tocha. That's the only way Torah is going to be miskayim. The only way Torah is going to last in this person. Otherwise, it's going to fly away. The person's not roi. That's what it says, we saw in the Medrash, Mimakayim is the Torah, Mishim Mesa Matzim Abibar. In other words, that the Torah should exist within you, you shouldn't forget it. So, and you get the special gift from Hashemayim. So the schus is your mafne asmo min hakol. You don't have anything min yana yolam hazeh. Shrak osmis kaim is etzel haTorah together with matana shenitna haTorah. He makes himself like a midbar, and then he's zocha to this matana. As we saw in the Gemara, Torah miskayim al miyishemay misatzmola. So you can make yourself a mishkan l'Torah. That's what we're talking about over here. So in other words, there's the inyan of yigia that you have to make yourself worthy, but there's mitzad the Torah itself. That the Torah itself is only shochein in a kli that's roy. So for that, you need special merits, and the yigia is not going to be enough necessarily. And the sugya and the that's look make yours, so that's remembering your learning. Otherwise, it's going to fly away. You learn, it's going to go away because you're not worthy. Which takes us to a sugya in the Masechet Shabbos. Where there says, I see the Torah shishtach mi Yisrael. The Torah is destined to be forgotten to the Jewish people. As it says in the conclusion of the curse of the Torah's reproof, V'afle ha-shivif la-shem is ma-koizcha ha-flo ha-zoe ni yodei ha-mau. Says the Lord will make your plagues astonishing. So, what's this astonishment? What's this hafla? Therefore, behold, I will begin to astonish this people with wonders, astonishment, and the wisdom of the wise will be lost, and the understanding of this man of understanding shall be hidden. So, the astonishment, like there, it's referring to Torah. Like Rashi says, this save the pasuk. So, in the end of the day, there's going to be Torah is going to be forgotten from the Jewish people. And the plagues come, the Torah is going to be forgotten. Turn upon it. When the sages entered the vineyard in Yavne, they said the Torah doesn't be forgotten for the Jewish people. As it said in Ayami Binu Moshe Malachim Shach Rabbeinu Zohar Lechon Solomon Kim Shmasi Bei Hashem. Ksivin Ami 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 Tzavin Adad Mizrach Yishol Tuvak Yisra Hashem Lein So. All the days are approaching, says Hashem, will send forth the hungry land, and hunger for bread, and our thirst for water. But for hearing the words of Hashem, and it says they will drift from sea to sea and from north to east. They will roam to find the way of Hashem, but they will not find it. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says here, Divrei Hashem, Divrei Hashem Zeh Halacha, Divrei Hashem Zeh Akeh, Divrei Hashem Zeh Nevuah. Akoban, that's Divrei HaGemara. Weiter, Amras, Asidish, Shatipo, Kikar, Shatipo, Kikar, Shur, Tachsur, Bati, Knesset, Bati, Rosh, Shatim, Tzmeya, Yvain, Maven. It says, what does it mean you shelter to? They're going to wander. That a woman is going to take a loaf of truma and circulate amongst the shuls and the kinesios to see whether it's Tami or Tara, and nobody's going to understand. So again, you see this inyan of a Shikha Satara in the future. And then Rashbi says, no, what does it mean you shelter to the Vakishim, Varashim, Layim, so on, Shalim, so Allah, Rashim, Ru, Makomecha? It means they're going to wander and they're not going to find Varashim. They'll roam to find the word of Hashem, they won't find it. That's talking about they're not going to find a clear halacha and clear learning in one place. They're not going to find halacha brura, mishnah brura b'makom echad. They're not going to find clear halacha and clear teaching together. They're going to be disputes amongst the sages. Gevaldik. So that's the sugi in Masechet Shabbos. The chayr is very difficult to understand. Rav learns this from the pasuk, "Hifla Hashem is makoyscha," and "Va'avda chacham es chachamav." Torah is going to be forgotten. So, "Varechazina deloy mehaykra dolshu esoyse dover atzmo," or "B'seinu b'kar b'yavne." So first we had Rav who's darshening it from the pasuk in Dvarim. Safe and say in Kisava, and from the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'ifla Hashem is makos l'Hashem yosif l'hafei esam zafle v'fele. So that's all Rav, and then Rabbi Seinu can be Avne. They learn from a different pasuk. Yineam be'iminu Hashem, v'shlachti Rav Baris l'Rav l'lechem l'otzem l'mayim. They can want v'ar Hashem v'nom yom ad yom itzaf man mizrach yishol to v'akis v'ar Hashem l'imtzo. They learn from a completely different pasuk. Is Rav arguing on the Rabbi Seinu should be Karen B'Yavne? Karen B'Yavne is such a good yeshiva. Why would he argue that Rabbi Seinu should be Karen B'Yavne? Mitzacheni, why did Rabbi Seinu should be Karen B'Yavne? Why are they learning it from a Dibrei Kabbalah B'Nevi'im? You have an often a pasuk in Chumash that Rav brings. V'yoser yiksha shal, zeh elekel tirutza shal Rashbi. Rashbi says, now I have another pshat in the pasuk that you, the Rabbi Seinu should be Karen B'Yavne, bring. They're going to roam around, they're going to wander around to find Vahar Hashem, and I can find them, I can find them in one place. Say there, you don't have an answer to Rav's pasuk. You don't have a. What about Rav's pasuk? Shall say, like a luteretzel shall rash be the mashkasim on Tzorah and Lachabur, then I can find a Lachabur. Because the hifla mavur the hedgy al Torah va kol chachmas chachamav. See that they're going to lose the chachma of the wise. Torah's going to be lost. So, why do you have to go to the pasuk in Navi where there's a kasha on that? You can learn it differently when you have the pasuk in Chumash that there's seemingly no kasha on it. And also, what do you need to psukim for? Why isn't enough to shlachti rav baratz al rav lechem lotzam ma'an kim shmol tzivri Hashem? So you see that there's going to be a see the Torah shet eshtachach miyisra. But you need the other pasuk of v'no miyam ad yam. They're going to go from sea to sea. And not only that, but Rashbi only answered the yishotu levakish tzvar Hashem v'lo yimtso. But he didn't answer v'no miyam ad yam. He didn't explain that Rashbi. He has a different pshat. He showed to the Vakish from the Lord himself. So, that's the Nami Ariyam Pasuk. But What is his, what, how does he learn the pasuk of Rashbi only brings a different pshat in the second pasuk. What about in the first pasuk from Amos? So the whole series of kashas. We have Rav. Is Rav really arguing with the same Shekhar B'Yabim and brings a different pasuk? And his pasuk seemingly a better pasuk. This pasuk is Chumash. And Rav Sanders can't be out, but there's a kasha in their pasuk, so you can learn it differently. So they should have gone with Rav's pasuk. The other end, they bring two pasukim. Why don't you two pasukim? And the other end, Rashbi only asks on one pasuk. Why does he ask on the other pasuk as well? He argues, no, no, they're not going to forget the Torah. But you have the other pasuk. So, because Rashbi says, Sechas v'shalom, she's a shach v'chorim Yisrael. He lost his shakach mipizara. So what did Rav Sanders Karbi Abner do with his lost shakach mipizara? They can do that pasuk. So we have a whole slew of kashas here to deal with. As nera kacha, she what Rav is saying mitzad echad and Rav Yisrael and Rashbi mitzad sheni. We're talking about two completely different things. Rav is saying that the Torah is going to be forgotten. Mahal shel bittul hamatana de Torah. She said, "Oynesh aleim ubehemu." It's an oynesh on the people that they are going to lose their Torah, like other onshei tochacha. It's an oynesh on the people. Ubechagav namam yeshar shtei behem schirat haTorah v'geder shel Torah kfi shiTorah min haShemayim. Aval schira shel piulot lemaaseh v'lo chokhmat haTorah v'avanata. What they're going to forget is Torah as it is Torah min haShemayim. But to remember what to do l'maisa without the chachmas of Torah v'havanasa, like knowing other chachmas, that there's no reason to be mevatel this. Right? Like we have Bizmaneinu. There are people who aren't Roy who know Torah. And what do they know of Torah? They know Torah without connecting to its to the spiritual part of the Torah. The fact that it's Torah and Shemayim, that they're not connected to. They just have certain ideas. But they're not remembering the spiritual part. They're not connecting to the spiritual part. But the essence of Torah is Torah min haShemayim. That's what's going to be. The shikha is going to be out. But not the zechira of pulos lamaisa, but lo chachmas the Torah v'avanasa. Together, the idea of zechira be'alma sheish al shayach chachmas. They know it like other chachmas. That they're going to have. That's rab. And afkamino laze. The ma'ad ma'isi rab mikardi yishai of the chachmas chacham v'vinas the mod of tisase. That the chacham, the chacham and the bina of the wise people is only through Torah min haShemayim. They have, that gives the Torah, the Torah Neshman gives the person Chachma and Bina of Torah. And therefore when it's lost, so they're not going to be wise anymore. But it's not Mechayiv. They're going to forget the basic facts. And therefore, is a pasuk ki lois yishakach mi pizara, and it's not going to be forgotten. It's not going to be forgotten. The etzem hashir is not going to be forgotten, and therefore it's going to be laid. It's going to be a witness, like the pasuk there says. Because what they're forgetting is the spiritual part of the Torah, the essence of Torah, the Torah of the Shemayim. That's not going to connect to their neshamas. But the facts, the details, say that they'll remember. So that's Raf. But Nechaz Rav Samuel can't be Abner, they don't have the positive picture of Svarashim blame itself. And then Rav says Svarashim's halacha. So Rav Samuel was saying over here, it's not an onish but Makabli Torah, their Natan is going to be taken away. I'll do Rav Samuel al Torah Asma. She has Masha Tinotubam and Atila Chiyuvis. Torah is going to be taken away from them. Even dvarim yiduim iburim b'halacha l'maisa, lo yimtzo, elim ken kamu b'ah, elim ken hamu furish b'kra. Even things that are well known in halacha lemaisa, they're not going to find unless it's explicit in the pasuk. We can see in the Rashi, the hejiksi of Torah shul savar exuvu menachas yikuv yidei v'yedu. Rashi there says that as far as Torah shul savar, that's well known, that's written in front of them. But besides that, they're not going to halacha pshuta. And not only halacha that we require chachma and bina, k'dei lilma b'dover mitov dover. In other words, the only way they're going to really be lamdan, they're really going to learn properly, is if they have Torah min shamayim. That's what happens when you have Torah min shamayim. When you're connected to Torah min shamayim, then you have chachma. Then you can be made in dover mitov dover. Then you have the proper understanding of your learning. So, Rav was talking about Torah min shamayim. And they're going to lose that. So, yeah, they're going to know the basic facts, but they're not going to have a proper understanding, a true understanding, a deeper understanding, a more spiritual understanding of the depths of the Torah. That's Rav. And the Rosh Hashanah is even worse. They're not even going to know the basic facts. What's written is written. Besides, they're not going to know the basic facts. That's because this matan is going to be taken. The matan of Torah. Torah is given as a matan, as we spoke on in the previous year. That's going to be taken from them. Torah is going to be taken away. That's why the Gemara brings the other pasuk. The first pasuk it says, "Yarav baris l'dvar Hashem." So maybe it's dvar Hashem ha'al shel Torah min haShemayim v'dei chachma chacham v'rabonav. There's going to be a rav because it's going to be taken away. But the rabbi said, "Shakol yishakach." That's in the second pasuk. Yisholtiv lo yimtzo. Yisha v'kikar shel Trumid Yod. Then I'm going to know. Apashu v'shayil. Is it Tamei or is it Tar? You don't need the zikaron of Torah because the Torah min haShemayim. Shemzem v'war shemalach chiyuvi. It's going to be an active process of forgetting their Torah. And Rashi argues, no, lo sishakach mi pizara. It's not going to be such a zayr of netilas haTorah. Rav doesn't have a problem with sishakach mi pizara. He agrees, lo sishakach mi pizara. Because he says they're going to remember the basic facts. They're just not going to have the Torah min haShemayim. They're not going to have the depths. They're not going to have the chachma of Torah. That's going to be taken away. But the Rav Sanchev can't be out and say words, say, even the facts are going to be taken away. The Pashat Allah says, no, let's just shakmi pizara. It can't be. And therefore, he says there's no hechrech from the second pasuk, because the second pasuk is talking about the act of taking away of Torah. And he doesn't have to explain the first pasuk that's not so serious shita. Because the first pasuk he can say is Pashat talking about they're not going to have the Torah Meshamayim part of Torah. They're not going to have the chachma of Torah, the deep chachma of Torah. So that's how he's going to explain the first pasuk, Rashbi. And that's not a stir kiloshi shakach mipizara, because they're still going to have the basic facts. They're just not going to have the Torah and the Shemayim part. They're not going to have the Chachm of Torah. But they know the basic facts, and if it's not a stir kiloshi from kiloshi shakach mipizara. The second pasuk, Rashbi had a problem with. The second pasuk says they're not going to find it. So he says, no, they're not going to find the halacha brura, mishnah brura, makom echad. It's not they're going to actually forget the Torah. That's the machlokas between Rashbi and Rav Sanchev can't be out. And it has nothing to do with Rav. Rav is saying that what's going to be taken away is just Torah Menashemayim, but they're going to know the facts. Torah Menashemayim is the spiritual part of Torah, the chacham of Torah, the depth of Torah, profundity of Torah. That's Rav. And then Rav Sanchev can't be out and is saying, no, they don't even know the facts. And then Rashbi says, Ma pitom, and he says, one pasuk you brought, I don't have a problem with, because it's just saying that they're going to have a thirst and hunger for Torah, because they're not going to, for the chachma of Torah, for the Torah Mishamayim part of Torah. And the second pasuk, Rashbi says explicitly, not a problem, because it doesn't mean they're going to actually wander around and not find it. It's not going to be found in one place. And for Rashbi, for Dalakashis. Okay, B'siyat and Shmaya, we saw a lot today, but there's still tons more to talk about. So please stay tuned. And אנחנו אפשר עוד להעמיק בסוגיה, אבל בפעם הבאה אנחנו ניישב קושיה על הסוגיה במסכת בבא בתרא, ועוד נראה נפלאות, ובסוף בעזרת השם ניישב את כל הסוגיה, כל הקושיות שפתחנו בהם. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. And it's Shandina Rishakti. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening, sweetest friends.